This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. The United States says it will ban further downloads of the Chinese apps WeChat and TikTok, beginning in 2 days. The main issue, says U.S. Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross, is what he calls China's malicious collection of Americans' personal data. Meanwhile, the American company Oracle is trying to finalize a partnering deal with ByteDance, the company that owns both apps, about to go dark in the U.S. for new would-be subscribers. Taiwan's presidential office is urging China to exercise restraint, saying that Beijing's international image is at stake. This after Taiwan sent fighter jets into the air today as Chinese warplanes buzzed the island, crossing the sensitive midline of the Taiwan Strait. It is interpreted as an escalation of tensions the same day a senior U.S. official began meetings in Taipei. Undersecretary for Economic Affairs Keith Krach is there for a 3-day visit, the highest-ranking State Department figure to travel to Taiwan in 4 decades. Earlier today, China's defense ministry announced the start of combat drills near the Taiwan Strait, denouncing what it called collusion between the Chinese-claimed island and the United States. Taiwan claims that 18 Chinese aircraft, including fighters and bombers, were involved today, a far larger number than Taiwan has previously encountered. Still, presidential office spokesman Xavier Chang told reporters that Taiwan's armed forces had a good grasp of the situation and urged people not to be alarmed. Hungary's Prime Minister Viktor Orban says his country has drawn up a war plan to defend against a new wave of COVID-19 infections. And he says Hungary's healthcare system is fully prepared to handle a rising number of cases. At the same time, Orban told state radio people needed to keep on living their lives. Hungary, the Czech Republic, Romania, and Slovakia have all reported record numbers of virus cases this week. More news online at voanews.com. There is also a mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. A spike in coronavirus cases has moved Israel into its second nationwide lockdown. It coincides with the Jewish high holiday season, which begins with Rosh Hashanah today, forcing residents to stay mostly at home. In the past week, new COVID-19 infections have reached daily highs of over 5,000 in Israel. Total cases stand at just under 177,000, with 1,169 deaths. The new lockdown is scheduled to last 3 weeks. Under the new limits, Israelis must stay within 500 meters of their home, with exceptions for activities such as commuting to workplaces that will operate on a limited basis. Britain may reimpose tighter pandemic restrictions as the government tries to head off a fresh virus outbreak. Health Secretary Matt Hancock says the job for the coming weeks is to get ahead of the disease. Britain's caseload has risen to 384,000, with nearly 42,000 fatalities. The latest Johns Hopkins University global tally shows 30.2 million coronavirus cases, with the death count worldwide approaching 948,000. Here in the U.S., virus infections have claimed almost 198,000 lives as cases close in on 6.7 million. U.S. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden has reacted sharply to President Donald Trump's suggestion that a coronavirus vaccine may be only weeks away, warning Americans they cannot trust the president's word. At a CNN-sponsored town hall in Pennsylvania last night, former Vice President Biden said the idea that there's going to be a vaccine and everything's going to be fine tomorrow is just not rational. Mr. Trump has been fanning speculation that a COVID-19 vaccine could be ready for distribution ahead of his November 3rd re-election bid. The president has accused Biden of spreading anti-vaccine rhetoric, while Biden charged last night in the CNN town hall that Mr. Trump's pandemic response was criminal. Raging wildfires continue scorching large areas of the American West. Lost so far in California, Oregon, and the state of Washington, more than 6 million acres. A fireman died in California today, the latest victim of the flames. Smoke from the huge blazes has spread across the Atlantic Ocean to Europe. Islamic militants have stepped up attacks on security forces in northwest Pakistan, raising fears of a return to insurgent lawlessness. It is an uncomfortable idea as prospects for peace in Afghanistan create shifting Islamist alliances. The al-Qaeda-linked Pakistani Taliban face the risk of losing havens on the Afghan side of the frontier if their Afghan Taliban allies make peace there. And they have unleashed a wave of attacks on Pakistani forces, bolstering their bid to reestablish themselves in the borderlands. The Pakistani Taliban struck an alliance in July with a half dozen small militant factions. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall. And this is VOA News.